Creative Community Organizing, a guide for rabble-rousers, activists, and quiet lovers of justice. Written by Cy Khan, narrated by Kevin Pierce. The dedication reads, "Once again, for public feminist philosopher Elizabeth Minnick, my partner and spouse of more than 30 years, my best friend for over 50, who carries on the work of her teacher Hannah Arendt, by trying to understand how and why decent people sometimes agree to participate in sustained group violence, why they sometimes choose to resist, and how democratic education can strengthen our ability to say no to collective evil." Foreword by Jim Hightower. I guess a small-town mayor is sort of like a community organizer, except that you have actual responsibilities. Thus spoke Governor Sarah Palin in 2008, bless her heart. With that remark, the half-baked Alaskan unintentionally kicked off a national debate about the importance of community organizing. Palin's too-cute dissing of President Barack Obama's past organizing, which he did in neighborhoods devastated by steel mill closures, prompted community organizers to step out and stand proud. Some T-shirts proclaimed, "Jesus was a community organizer when Pontius Pilate was a governor." The Obama campaign's grassroots model helped propel him into the presidency, thus sealing the debate over the efficacy of community organizing. I am not suggesting that if you follow Cy Khan's pearls of wisdom, you will become president. But I can guarantee you that community organizing strengthens our democracy. And we sure need more and stronger democracy around here. Just about anybody you meet in any chat and chew cafe in America will tell you that. They know the barons of Wall Street and the chieftains of global corporations are running everything from America's economic policy to the political system, and running roughshod over working families, family farmers, the middle class, our air and water, and our nation's ethic of the common good. They think they're the top dogs, and the rest of us are just a bunch of fire hydrants, which is why Cy Khan's message is so timely and important. Democracy is not something that happens only at election time, and it's not something that happens just with one event. It's an ongoing, grassroots building process. What community organizing does is bring people together so they can identify common problems, look for solutions, and craft strategies to reach, educate, and mobilize others. So,
sample complete. Ready to continue?